It's the Mike Wills Podcast.
Okay, so I'm getting a little cheesed off, ticked off, whatever you want to call it, about this whole impeachment trial thing. It's like a bunch of kindergartners arguing over the right way to do something. You have the... I don't want to use that reference. You have almost half of them saying this is the right way. You should have witnesses. Here's the evidence that we have. This is the way we want to make sure that you guys see this fact, these facts. And I'm going to put facts in quotes because we can get it. You can talk, discuss what's a fact and what's not in a little bit. But we can discuss these facts about the whole process. Awesome. And then you have the other half, a little bit more than the half. They're sitting there arguing like, we don't need any. We know Johnny is innocent. We don't care about your facts. We don't care to hear from other people. He's innocent. He told us he's innocent. Or whatever the argument is. Doesn't really matter. It's yet another classic he said, she said scenario, so to speak. And we... Okay, how do I do this? I believe the Democrats as far as here's what's going on. In the argument of character, most people seem to agree obviously there's evidence showing this. Not only that, we can see him doing this. And thus, you know, as has been portrayed by media, you know, there is definitely very good evidence. And then you seemingly, again, in the eyes of the media, because that's how you get most of the information, wrong or not, it feels like they're putting their fingers in the air and going, la 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 la, now I can't hear you, la 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 la. That's what it feels like. Again, kindergartners. What I would like to see is just going through the steps. Even if the Republicans are not paying attention, just mindlessly say, yeah, 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 whatever. If they at least go through the steps to make everybody happy, you look like you're at least trying. It 100% could see, you know, innocent, 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 innocent. And majority vote, president stays in thing. But if you at least fake going through the moves, at the very least, you are running through the process, keeping everyone happy. Because I bet there are some people who vote Republican who are looking at this and second-guessing, is it worth re-voting this guy in if he's going to be a jerk like this? I'm sure there are. But on the other hand, I'm not saying the Democrats are all innocent either in this whole thing. Not being from Washington, I guess is how I approach it. You don't know how the dynamics of all this stuff works. you get the media portrayal of how things work. And the media portrayal is it's Democrats versus Republicans. And more they are voting on party lines, which I thought, I'm trying carefully here because I don't want to offend anybody per se, but I thought what was supposed to happen is, yeah, you have those quote decisive topics, let's say abortion, gun control, so on. You pretty much know those are party line type things. But then most other things ended up being much more mixed. Maybe because this Republican has certain influences that benefit from said vote that is a Democrat thing. And holy cow, that guy's driving way too fast right now. I think you kind of get the point there. It was never party against party in everything. They used to cooperate. They used to work together. They used to come up with really good laws. Okay, they can't name any, but they seem to work together quite well. And it's very much become a far right, far left, and there's no middle ground. And I don't like that. Middle ground is where things get done. Middle ground is where you work together. And yeah, it's us against them to start with, but in the end, it turns into an us. And that us line doesn't happen anymore. Sorry, I'm going 100% political. By the way, my name is Mike, and this is the Mike Wills Podcast. You can probably guess my last name by the name of the podcast. The big thing is, politics suck these days, and I'm sure there are ways media could, for the good, twist politics around and make it seem like they're cooperating a whole lot more, but that story's not sexy, and sex sells, so to speak. So I don't know what their answer is there. I don't know. I don't like politics today at all. None of the presidential candidates really ring to me at all. Media doesn't even cover, other than passing comments, the other two Republican candidates. So they've pretty much already written them off. Whether they're viable or not, I don't know, because no one talks about them. I don't know who these people are. So, I think the power, while a lot of people complain that the power of government is in the business, I think more of the power of government is really the news media. Because they're the filter for everything else. And I don't think anything can truly change until media changes. But media won't change because, again, sex sells. If it's not sexy, if there's not blood, if there's not argument, they don't care. They'll throw a feel-good story in at the end just to help make everyone feel good, and then they call it a wrap. And I think that formula needs to change, especially as it relates to politics, and start changing the majority of the story from them versus them to us. Start focusing on the collaboration. Start praising collaboration. As soon as you start praising that kind of stuff, it starts to happen more. Because guess what? Politicians like their names on the big screen. They like to see their names in the media. They like to see their names in the papers. They like people talking about them. Because the more you talk, the more then they get name recognition. And the better light they're in, the more votes they get. But this us against them, or them against them, I don't want to be necessarily thrown into that mix. I don't like it. And I really think it needs to stop. And this particular president doesn't help it at all. The crooked Democrats, the do-nothing Democrats, blah, blah, blah. He's got a pet name for everything. And most of them are condescending. And it's just horrible. I hate it. This is not a... we are not a country that has become successful because we fought with one another. We are a country that has become successful because we buckle down. We work together. And the only time that happens anymore is when there's tragedy. War, bombing, terrorists, huge natural disasters. You know, people don't want to pay a dime for anything until they see the tragedy, the story of people who have been hurt, who've lost their homes, who've lost everything due to some great tragedy. And now all of a sudden they open their hearts. I'm sorry, but that should not be the world that we're in. I don't want to say everyone has to be Christian. I'm not saying that. But we were founded on Christian values. Love. Helping one another. So on and so on. Why can't we have that? Why must be us versus them? Why must Christians, people who claim to be Christian, harass, fight, hurt people who are against what they believe in? Really? Is that Christian? Love your neighbor as yourself. How simple is that? Your neighbor is anyone. Your neighbor is animals. Love them. Respect them. And in turn, they'll do the same thing. I'm going to leave it there. I will talk to you next time. And sorry about the political post. I will mark this on my website just so in case you don't want to listen to it. So until next time, thanks for listening.
The intro music was Funkily Dugatitude by the late Derek K. Miller. The outro is Always Evermore by Eric Dietrich. You can contact me on most social networks with the username Mike Wills, one word. You can email me at mike@mikewills.me. You can find any show notes and my blog at mikewills.me. Thank you for listening, and come back again.